Iraqi officials are saying Iraqi troops, Kurdish fighters, and Shiite militiamen entered the town of Sulaymanbek south of Kirkuk on Monday, ending 3 months of control by Islamic State militants. Iraqi forces entered the town a day after they broke a two-month Islamic State siege of the nearby town of Amrli. Meantime, VOA's Victor Beatty reports two U.S. lawmakers have warned that Islamic State militants must be confronted now to avoid attacks on Western targets later.
Iraqi forces, augmented by units of Shia militia and Kurdish fighters and aided by U.S. airstrikes, broke the six-week siege where residents, despite international humanitarian airdrops, were running short of food, water, and medical supplies. The Pentagon said U.S. fighter and attack aircraft Sunday damaged an IS tank, bringing to 120 the number of U.S. airstrikes conducted since early August, including four around Amberley. RAND Corporation senior international policy analyst Ben Connable, a retired U.S. Marine Corps intelligence officer, calls the Iraqi offensive to free Amerli a significant development.
It shows that the Iraqi security forces are capable of making some kind of comeback. However, it's important to note that they were only able to do this with the support of American air power.
However, Connable says members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, not Iraqi Kurds, may have been involved in fighting alongside Iraqi forces.
There are increasing reports that the PKK, rather than the what we typically refer to as the Peshmerga, are the ones doing the frontline fighting. However, it is positive to note that there seems to be some collaboration between various sectarian and ethnic groups.
Two U.S. lawmakers Sunday urged the international community to confront IS militants now. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein, speaking on the NBC program Eat the Press, warned the Sunni group is extraordinarily dangerous and will kill with abandon.
They have announced that they don't intend to stop. They have announced that they will come after us if they can, that they will, quote, spill our blood. This is a vicious, vicious movement, and it has to be confronted.
Feinstein says she believes an IS goal is to capture Baghdad and that IS fighters are infiltrating Western Iraq in preparation for such an attack. Beyond that, she warns IS has the financing and fighting capability to pose a regional threat. She says countries like Lebanon, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates are in jeopardy. She says it's time for an international coalition of the willing to confront IS. Writing Friday in the New York Times, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said IS, quote, presents a unifying threat to a broad array of countries, including the United States. What is needed, he said, is a global coalition using political, humanitarian, economic, law enforcement, and intelligence tools to support military force against what he calls IS's nihilistic vision and genocidal agenda. Kerry said he and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel will use this week's NATO summit in Wales to enlist the broadest possible assistance. He says they will then travel to the Middle East to develop more support for the coalition among the countries that are most directly threatened. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, appearing on the Fox News Sunday broadcast, says the West is threatened by returning foreign fighters who have trained with and fought alongside IS. He says he believes hundreds of Americans may have had some training or fighting experience with IS.
Some of them have drifted back. Some of them have gone to Europe. I will tell you, I'm very concerned because we don't know every single person that has an American passport that has gone and trained and learned how to fight. And we're not sure that the Brits have a good handle on, they think it's about 500 in Britain. There's several hundred in Canada. What if one gets there and gets through? Now they have a passport that allows them free travel to the United States of America. ISIL would like to have a Western-style attack to continue this notion that they are the leading jihadist group in the world.
Rogers says there are ways to slow down the travel of foreign fighters and calls for more vigorous use of the U.S. law that would open these individuals to charges of providing material support to terrorism. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.